Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, Jake. On today's show, we'll be recapping all of Week 4 games, injuries that keep happening, and finishing it off with waiver targets. Let's get into it. In our first game, we're going to talk about is the Los Angeles Rams losing 18-24 against the Chicago Bears. Bears win back-to-back weeks. Caleb Williams gets a second win for passing. Matthew Stafford, 20 for 29. He's pretty consistent. 224, one interception. He just doesn't have a lot of target options right now with Puka and Cooper Kupp still missing. Rushing, Kyren Williams, 94 yards and a touchdown. Their leading receiver is Tutu Atwell with 4 catches, 82 yards. Jordan Willington, 6 catches, 62 yards. And DeMarcus Robinson, 2 catches, 37 yards. Kyren also added 4 catches, 10 yards, and Kobe Parkinson, 4 catches, 33 yards. For Caleb Williams, it was actually a decent completion percentage for once. 17 for 23, 157, 1 touchdown. DeAndre Swift rises from the dead, 16 rushes, 93 yards, 1 touchdown. Roshan Johnson, 7 rushes, 26 yards, and a touchdown. To add to his 93-yard performance, DeAndre Swift also had 7 catches, 72 yards. Cole Kmet had 3 catches, 34 yards. DJ Moore, 3 catches, 22 yards, and a touchdown. Keenan Allen, 3 catches, 19 yards. And Roman Dunze, 1 catch, 10 yards. Looking at this game, it's only a matter of time. I was hoping DeAndre Swift would actually break out. And this was a game against the Rams. 93 yards, 7 catches, 72 yards. This is the reason why he was brought to Chicago. So he could run the ball and also catch the ball out of the backfield. Huge, huge day for him. Hopefully he continues to have that grow. I just thought it was going to be a week earlier, but unfortunately I was completely wrong week three. But this week he killed it. Next game, New Orleans Saints almost pulled out the victory of 24-26. Atlanta Falcons took this one. In this game, Derek Carr got a lot of pressure. He is 28 for 36, 239, and 1 interception. Alvin Kamara, 77 yards and 1 touchdown. And the switch army knife, Taysom Hill, 24 yards, but he had 2 rushing touchdowns. Chris Olave, 8 catches, 87 yards. Rashid Shaheed, 8 catches, 83 yards. Alvin Kamara, 7 catches, 42 yards. Their tight end, Juwan Johnson, 2 catches, 13 yards. Kirk Cousins for Atlanta Falcons had 238 yards passing, 1 interception. Bijan and Tyler Allgeier switch in and out due to Bijan already coming into the game with a shoulder injury, but he did hurt his hamstring during this contest. Allgeier actually led the team in rushing, 8 rushes, 60 yards. Bijan had 7 carries for 28 yards. Drake London, 6 catches, 64 yards. Darnell Mooney, 3 catches, 56 yards. Ray-Ray McLeod, 6 catches, 52 yards. Bijan Robinson had 4 catches, 46 yards. And Kyle Pitts, 1 target, 0 catches. A complete dud. Just a horrible performance with him. Looking at this game, how do you not get the ball to Kyle Pitts? I just don't understand what Falcons are doing. I mean, yes, they won, but get Kyle Pitts involved. I don't understand. The week before, Dallas Goedert went off for 170 yards receiving against the same exact defense. Also, the week before that, Luke Schoonmaker had 6 catches, I think 42 or 62 yards. But still, they're allowing a lot to the tight end position. You have a 23-year-old speedster tight end, one generational talent, they say, and you're not getting him the ball. Not even just this game, but in general, the whole season. Get the man involved. Otherwise, just get rid of him. You're wasting talent like that. Next game, the undefeated Minnesota Vikings. Shock again. 31-29 against Green Bay Packers. During the first half, Sam Darnold looked like an MVP. Actually, this whole game, he kind of looked like an MVP. 20 for 28, 275, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception. On the ground, Sam Darnold also added 15 yards. Aaron Jones comes back, but against the Packers this game, 93 yards rushing. They tried a lot of things to get him the ball and score a touchdown. Unfortunately, he was unsuccessful. Jordan Addison had a reverse that he took for a 7-yard rushing touchdown. And receiving, with Jair Alexander out, Justin Jefferson did have 6 catches, 85 yards, and 1 touchdown. Jordan Addison, 3 catches, 72 yards, and a touchdown. Aaron Jones contribute as well, 4 catches, 46 yards. For the Packers, Jordan Love coming back after missing the last 2 games with a sprained MCL. 389 yards, 4 touchdowns, but he had those 3 costly picks in this game. Josh Jacobs and Emmanuel Wilson are pretty much 50-50 in this backfield. Jacobs had 51 yards, whereas Wilson had 27. Receiving, with Jordan Love, you better be starting Jaden Reed. 7 catches, 139 yards, 1 touchdown. Dontavian Wicks, 5 catches, 78 yards, 2 touchdowns. Tucker Kraft, 6 catches, 53 yards, 1 touchdown. Romeo Dobbs, 4 catches, 39 yards. Josh Jacobs also added 4 catches, 27 yards. And Christian Watson puts up another dud, but he did get hurt in this game due to one of the interceptions Jordan Love threw, leading him into a bad situation. He is diagnosed with a sprained ankle. This game, I thought originally Vikings were pretenders. Now they're really actually contenders. I mean, you beat the Packers this week. You've beat Houston a couple weeks ago. You beat 49ers. Like, this is a contending team, and they look like a real deal. And Sam Darnold's got to be in the MVP conversation right now. I don't see how he's not. He's being a great game manager. He's scoring. He's getting you points. I think the Vikings actually have been scoring one of the top in the league in every game. Next game is the Pittsburgh Steelers almost making a comeback against the Indianapolis Colts. Colts took this one 27-24. Justin Fields had a 312-yard passing day. Yes, Justin Fields, the same one that came from the Bears last year. He had a 312-yard passing day, 1 touchdown. On top of that, he added 55 yards and 2 scores rushing the ball. Again, running quarterbacks should be successful in this league for fantasy-wise, maybe not for overall football play, but fantasy-wise, that's dominating. I do believe he is QB1 or 2 on this week. Cordell Patterson also had 6 rushes, 43 yards, but did get hurt in this game. Najee Harris, 13 rushes, 19 yards. George Pickens goes off for 100 this week. 7 catches, 113 yards. Pat Freiermuth, 5 catches, 57 yards, and 1 score. Najee Harris contributed in the passing game, though. 3 catches, 54 yards. As for the Colts, Anthony Richardson, 3 for 4, 71 yards. You may be asking, well, what happened? Well, let me tell you, he got hurt on a rushing play. It looked like he hurt his hip, maybe a hip pointer. He got out of the game a couple plays later. He comes back in. Don't know why Shane Steichen thought it was a good idea to let him run again. Drew up a running play, and right by the end zone, he collapsed again with no one touching him. He's considered day-to-day, but I don't understand why you would run a quarterback a couple plays later after he just got out of the game. He had 3 rushes, 24 yards as well. So, with him being hurt, who comes in? The Joe Flacco era. 16 for 26, 168 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jonathan Taylor added 88 yards, 1 touchdown rushing. He did suffer a high ankle sprain in this game. Michael Pittman Jr. Finally. 6 catches, 113 yards. I think most of that is just because Richardson has been struggling getting him the ball, even though he had 2 catches, 60 yards with Richardson in. But Flacco must have liked what he's seen with Pittman, and he is a better consistent thrower compared to Richardson. Josh Downs, 8 catches, 82 yards, 1 touchdown. Jonathan Taylor, 3 catches, 20 yards. And Drew Ogletree, 1 catch, 15 yards, and a touchdown. Looking at this game, Justin Fields is your quarterback 1 on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't see any other way around it. They keep on saying, you know, Russell Wilson's ramping up his activity. Like, he's coming back right now. You got a guy that has performed a 312-yard passing day and 2 scores rushing. I don't see it coming back and replacing him. As for the Colts, hopefully Richardson's not severely hurt. Hopefully he comes back for his own sake. But for fantasy-wise, maybe we want Joe Flacco to stay. I mean, he's giving you passing numbers compared to what Richardson has been. Just saying, you know, for fantasy purposes. Jonathan Taylor, hopefully his high ankle sprain is not as severe as we hear it could be. We'll wait and see how that turns out by the end of this week. Next game, Denver Broncos shocked the world again. 2 straight weeks, 10-9 against the New York Jets. Wow. This was a very boring game to watch or even look at the stats. Bo Nix, 60 yards and a touchdown. Javonte Williams surprisingly had 77 yards rushing. Jaleel McLaughlin had 46 yards. In the receiving aspect, I'm just going to say Cortland Sutton had 3 catches, 60 yards. Whereas, yes, Bo Nix finished with 60 yards. Cortland Sutton caught 3 of them for 60 yards and a touchdown. There's 2 other guys that they had that got negative yards, so that's why he brought down to 60, exactly the number that Sutton got. Aaron Rodgers, 24 for 42, keeps struggling this week. He wasn't like he was last week. 225 yards. He had 26 rushing yards, more than Breece Hall. Breece Hall had 10 rushes, 4 yards. It was a bad day for Breece Hall. And Braylon Allen, 8 rushes, 34 yards. Receiving-wise, Mike Williams looks like he's starting to come back and be healthy. 4 catches, 67 yards. Alan Lazard is one of Rodgers' favorite targets still. 5 catches, 58 yards. Garrett Wilson, 5 catches, 41 yards, but he did lose a fumble. Tyler Conklin, 4 catches, 17 yards. And Breece Hall, 2 catches, 14 yards. In this game, I'm just going to say it. Jets are going to go out and get Davante Adams. I don't see no reason not to. Garrett Wilson kind of has been proving he's not the elite alpha that we all thought he was. The last few weeks, he's just kind of put up average numbers, I guess maybe you'd say, but I just don't see why you wouldn't go out and acquire Davante Adams, pair him back up with his best friend in Aaron Rodgers. Also, the Raiders just reported that they are looking for possible trade options for Davante Adams. And you know what? Congratulations to Denver Broncos on another win. Next game, Philadelphia Eagles lose 16-33 against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jalen Hurts, another rough performance, but I think that's due to not having anyone to throw to besides running back and tight end position. He had 158 yards passing, 1 touchdown. He did add one more score on the ground with 20 yards. Saquon Barkley had 84 yards as well rushing. Receiving, Dallas Goedert leads the team again, 7 catches, 62 yards. Saquon Barkley, 2 catches, 32 yards. And that's basically everyone else is kind of irrelevant. Baker Mayfield has got to be another guy in possibly MVP conversations. 347 yards, 2 touchdowns. He added another rushing touchdown with 10 yards as well. Rashid Rice, 10 rushes, 49 yards. Bucky Irving gets his touchdown and 49 yards as well. Mike Evans, for receiving, comes back after a couple bad performances the last 2 weeks. 14 targets. He caught 8 of them for 94 and a touchdown. Chris Godwin, 6 catches, 69 yards. And Cade Otton is getting involved in this offense. 6 catches, 52 yards. Rashad White also added 2 catches, 35 yards as well. In this game, you know, from start to finish, it really was Tampa Bay just punching Eagles right in the mouth and getting ahead. They were leading at halftime 24-7, and they never let off the gas, making it their game to win. Next game is Cincinnati Bengals winning their first game 34-24 against the Carolina Panthers after Joe Burrow puts up a 22-for-31 performance, 232 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Rushing, Chase Brown was your leader with 15 rushes, 80 yards, and 2 scores. Zach Moss also had 15 rushes and 51 yards. Jamar Chase, 3 catches, 85 yards, and a 63-yard touchdown. T. Higgins comes back, 6 catches, 60 yards, and that's the more relevant players for the Bengals. For Carolina Panthers, Red Rocket, Andy Dalton gets another start. 220 yards, passing, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. He must unleash or unlock the Chuba Hubbard code because he rushes for another 100 yards and a touchdown this week. Deontay Johnson, 7 catches, 83 yards, and a touchdown. Xavier Leggett, 6 catches, 66 yards, and his first NFL touchdown this week. Chuba Hubbard also added 4 catches, 17 yards. Looking at this game, I thought Bengals were going to burn this one real good. I thought they were going to kill them right from the beginning. But unfortunately, they kind of let up in the second half. Carolina shows me stuff, though. They show me fight. They show me heart. You know, they never actually gave up in this game, and they started making a comeback toward the end of the game. Xavier Leggett, I guess he's probably a must-add for me with Adam Thielen out, and you're having Red Rocket start. He's kind of an add for me. Next game's Jacksonville Jaguars losing 20-24 against Houston Texans after being up in the fourth quarter and giving the Houston the lead. Trevor Lawrence, the million and million dollar man, what did he sign, a $260 million deal, worth every yard of 169 yards, two touchdowns. In this game, Travis Etienne went in and out of this game with the injury. He had 11 rushes, 50 yards. That means Tank Bigsby got an expanded role. He had 7 rushes, 90 yards. Brian Thomas Jr. finds the end zone, 6 catches, 86 yards, and 1 touchdown. Christian Kirk puts up back-to-back weeks that are over 15 points. 7 catches, 61 yards, and a touchdown. Breton Strange had 3 for 19 in place of Evan Engram. That's still missing. Travis Etienne, 1 catch, 10 yards. C.J. Stroud came back from his horrible performance against Minnesota the week before. 345 yards, 2 touchdowns. Added 17 yards rushing as well. With Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce out, they gave another start to Cam Akers, 13 rushes, 53 yards. And here is probably your receiving leader for the year, Nico Collins, 12 catches, 151 yards, and a touchdown. Stephon Diggs, 5 catches, 69 yards. Dalton Schultz, 3 catches, 34 yards. Dar Amawale, 4 catches, 47 yards, and 1 touchdown as well. Looking at this game, wrapping it up, Nico Collins is a top 6 wide receiver in this league. He's showing day in, day out why he keeps on being a high-performance receiver, especially with Tank Dell out this week. Why would you not keep on giving Nico the ball? He had 15 targets in this game. And I said it from start sit of the weeks, I thought C.J. Stroud was going to come in and perform, and he sure did. 345 yards. Next game is your first place NFC East Washington Commanders winning 42-14 against Arizona Cardinals. Jaden Daniels, 26 for 30, 233 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He also added 47 yards rushing and a touchdown on the ground. Brian Robinson, he had 101 yards and a touchdown. Jeremy McNichols, 68 yards and 2 touchdowns, filling in for Austin Eckler. Zadarius had 6 catches, 85 yards. Terry McLaurin and Daniels get on the same page for second game in a row. 7 catches, 52 yards, and a touchdown. Zach Ertz, 3 catches, 22 yards. Also, Brian Robinson added in 3 catches, 12 yards. Kyler Murray, after the first drive, I thought they were going to be him and Marvin Harrison were going to hook up again. They only had that one great performance drive. 142 yards passing, 1 touchdown. James Conner, 104 yards rushing, 1 touchdown. Trey Benson, 50 yards rushing. And like I said, Marvin Harrison Jr., in the first drive, he had a touchdown. He had also 5 catches, 45 yards as well. Greg Dortch, 4 catches, 38 yards. And Michael Wilson, 3 catches, 38 yards. It looked like in this game that Trey McBride was missed in this game for Kyler and the Cardinals, but give it up to Jaden Daniels for being consistent. You know, 26 for 30 is impressive for a rookie. Right now, he is the number one ranked completion percentage in all of football history in the first four games. Congratulations to Jaden Daniels. Next game, we have New England Patriots versus San Francisco 49ers. 49ers win this one 30-13 to get back in the win column after two losses to Vikings and Rams. Jacoby Brissett needs to get replaced, but that won't happen until later this season. He had 168 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Ramondre Stevenson, 43 yards rushing, another fumble loss. I believe that is a fumble in each game so far this season for Ramondre, and he lost this week and week three's fumbles. Receiving, Antonio Gibson had three catches for 67 yards. Jalen Polk, three catches, 30 yards. Ramondre, four catches, 19 yards. Demario Douglas had three catches, 13, and Hunter Henry, two catches, 12 yards. For the 49ers, Brock Purdy doing Brock Purdy things, throwing for 288 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Jordan Mason, 123 yards rushing, one touchdown. Receiving, after a huge blow-up game, 11 catches and 175 yards and three touchdowns in week three, Juwan Jennings only had three catches for 88 yards, but led the 49ers receiving. With Debo back, he had three catches, 58 yards. George Kittle had four catches, 45 yards, and a touchdown. Brandon Ayuk is still struggling to get involved. He had two catches, 48 yards. In this game, with the news breaking of Christian McCaffrey, both of his Achilles are actually having tendonitis. I can see him this season maybe not even playing at all. They keep on saying that he might ramp up his work or his activity in November, but with this kind of injury, it's hard for a running back to come back from. And Jordan Mason has been unstoppable. He keeps on rolling for 100 yards and touchdowns. He's doing everything that you would do with Christian McCaffrey, not catching as much, but you still have plenty of weapons on the offensive side of the ball. It's just unfortunate for Christian McCaffrey himself and a lot of fancy owners that took him 101 in redraft leagues. Cleveland Browns lose this next game to Las Vegas Raiders 16-20. Deshaun Watson, he had 176 yards passing, one touchdown, one interception. He added 32 yards on the ground. My sneaky start of the week, Jerome Ford had 58 yards, but he did have seven catches for 27 yards in a PPR league that is good for a running back for receiving seven catches. Also, speaking of receiving, Jerry Jeudy had six catches, 72 yards. Amari Cooper had four catches, 35 yards. He keeps on getting held in check, Amari Cooper. Raiders, Gardner Minshew had 130 yards passing, and that is it. Alexander Mattison, five rushes, 60 yards. Zamir White, 17 rushes, 50 yards, and a fumble loss. For receiving, with Devontae Adams being out, Jacoby Myers had five catches, 49 yards. Trey Tucker had five catches, 41 yards. And Brock Bowers, two catches, 19 yards. It's kind of hard to get a lot of receiving yards for the Raiders when you only have 130 total. Also, Davante Adams wasn't in this game. I don't know if he really was hurt or they're looking for trading partners. Reports just came out today saying that Davante Adams is requesting a trade. So we could see a couple different teams, you know, lining up for him. One being the Jets, especially to get back with Aaron Rodgers. It's remains to be seen. There could be other possible suitors as well. Also, speaking of receivers, Amari Cooper did reconstruct his contract, and he is going to be very affordable. I think he signed or converted his contract over, and his base is now $1.6 million, making him very affordable and very attractable for wide receiver needy teams. Next game is Kansas City Chiefs stay undefeated against the Chargers, 17-10. Patrick Mahomes, he was 19 for 29, 245, one touchdown, one interception. Kareem Hunt took this backfield again, coming off of the practice squad for the Chiefs. 14 rushes, 69 yards. Samaje Perine had five rushes, 14 yards, and a touchdown. Carson Steele from last week's huge workload to two rushes, 6 yards. He did fumble as well, so that might be some of the indication. Last week he fumbled as well and lost it. He did the same thing this week, so that might be why gears are turning towards Kareem Hunt. Travis Kelce, 7 catches, 89 yards. He is back, and I think he's going to stay back because of Rashee Rice's injury. It remains to be seen if he's going to be done for the year, but most likely it looked like he will be out for the remainder of the season with a torn ACL. He was coming back and making a play on a defender that picked off Patrick Mahomes, and Mahomes just threw himself, not looking, and karma has it. He, you know, tried to go low on a guy, and unfortunately it was his own guy, his own teammate he took out. Also in this game, Xavier Worthy had 3 catches, 73 yards, 1 touchdown. Kareem Hunt also added 2 catches, 16 yards. Justin Herbert, 179, 1 touchdown. J.K. Dobbins has been held in check the last 2 games. He had 14 rushes, 32 yards. Gus Edwards, 6 rushes, 19 yards. Receiving, Ladd McConkey, 5 catches, 67 yards, and a touchdown. Joshua Palmer had 3 catches, 36 yards. And J.K. Dobbins also added 3 catches, 30 yards. In this game, the big issue was Rashee Rice getting injured. He was a top 10 wide receiver on the season. It's a huge blow for Kansas City Chiefs. And I just mentioned 2 guys that it's going to be pretty much offered for trade bait or for trading in general with Davante Adams and Amari Cooper. But I see Davante going to the Jets just because it, you know, full circle, it's going to be back with Rodgers. But also Amari Cooper makes a whole lot of sense too for the Chiefs. So it could be a win-win for everyone depending on what is offered. I could definitely see that. In Sunday Night Football, the Baltimore Ravens shock the undefeated Buffalo Bills 35-10. Josh Allen struggled during this game. only 180 yards passing, 21 yards rushing, and a fumble loss. James Cook added 9 carries, 39 yards. Khalil Shakir had 4 catches, 62 yards. Keon Coleman, 3 catches, 51 yards. Dalton Kincaid, 5 catches, 49 yards. And James Cook, 1 catch, 9 yards. For the Ravens, Lamar Jackson only had 18 attempts, completing 13, 156 yards, 2 touchdowns. The main guy in this game had to be King Henry, 24 rushes, 199 yards, and 1 touchdown. First place from scrimmage, 87-yard touchdown run. This guy is close to 30 and still running 21 miles per hour. He's just unbelievable. He's crazy fast, huge guy. I don't see how this is possible, but during that run, he just kept breaking away more and more and more. Also in the rushing game, Lamar Jackson added 54 yards and a touchdown himself. In the receiving aspect, Justice Hill, 6 catches, 78 yards, and a touchdown. Isaiah Likely, 1 catch, 26 yards. Derrick Henry also had 3 catches, 10 yards, and a touchdown. Zay Flowers had 1 catch for 10 yards. In this game is just Ravens all right from the beginning, you know, first play from scrimmage, just punch right in the mouth to Buffalo Bills. Derrick Henry also did fumble on the 1 yard line, but it was recovered. But he should have had another rushing touchdown. He technically should have had 200 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns running, and the receiving touchdown. This just shows that Ravens have bounced back to back games and are starting to click here and actually using Derrick Henry for what he's meant to be used for. He's not meant to be a scat back or, you know, in a shotgun formation. He is meant for run hard right up the middle and see you guys later. Take the pounding. The first game of the Monday Night Football game was not ideal, but we had to watch it. Tennessee Titans 31, Miami Dolphins 12. In the start, Will Levis had 3 rushes or 3 completions for 25 yards and an interception. He did rush the ball and dove for the pylon in the first half, injured his right shoulder and was out for the rest of the game. Mason Rudolph came in. He had 85 yards passing, and that's all. Tony Pollard, 88 yards and a garbage time touchdown, is 4th and goal from the 4, and they decided to go for it, and that's how he scored. I know there's some people reached out saying that that's how they lost their leagues, which in 2 of mine I lost because of that garbage time touchdown myself. Tajay Spears, 39 yards and a rushing touchdown as well. DeAndre Hopkins had 2 catches, 31 yards. Tyler Boyd, 2 catches, 31 yards. Tony Pollard also had 2 catches for 21 yards. And Calvin Ridley, he's been struggling to get anything going the last 2 games. 1 catch, 5 yards. Now for Miami without Tua, had Tyler Huntley as starting quarterback, 96 yards. He also added 40 yards rushing, 1 touchdown, and 1 fumble loss. Jalen Wright had 32 yards rushing, and Devon Achane basically got ate up all game, 10 rushes for 15 yards. Receiving, Jalen Waddle, 4 catches, 36 yards. And my sit of the week was Tyreek Hill, 4 catches, 23 yards. He's not going to get a huge yardage, I don't see, with starting quarterback being a huge issue. Also, Devon Achan had 3 catches, 14 yards. For this game, it was just terrible from start to finish. Very boring watching. It is just really hard overall. There's 10 total punts in this game. Huntley looked not ready, should never even been brought into the situation. He's looking rough. Tyreek Hill and the offense might be benching or trying, you know, sit him or even try to get as much as you can. Or even then, if you got a decent record right now in your leagues, they could be trade 4 targets just because hopefully Tua comes back and plays. This just shows how much they're missing him. Back-to-back starts without him. And they got minimum of 2 more weeks without him since he's on the IR. It's a struggle watching the Dolphins be this bad. And they already announced that Tyler Huntley is starting next week. As for the Titans, we'll see what Will Levis will do, if he's going to be replaced by Mason Rudolph, who is more efficient and took care of the ball, unlike Will Levis. You know, in the few plays that he did play, he had a turnover interception. The last game of the night on Monday night was Seattle Seahawks 29, Detroit Lions 42. It was a huge game, nice all around, a comeback from Seattle, and they just fell short. Geno Smith, 395 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He had 38 yards rushing as well. Ken Walker is back from his oblique injury, 12 rushes, 80 yards, 3 touchdowns. He had the hat trick himself. And once again, Zach Charbonnet is back into the backup role with 2 rushes, 15 yards. Receiving, DK Metcalf, 7 catches, 104 yards, 1 fumble loss. Tyler Lockett, 5 catches, 61 yards. Jackson Smith Najigba, 8 catches, 51 yards. Zach Charbonnet did contribute in the passing game with 5 catches, 39 yards. And Ken Walker had 4 catches, 36 yards. Jared Goff was a perfect 18 for 18, 292, and 2 touchdowns. And he had a receiving touchdown as well. Amon-Ra St. Brown was 1 for 1, 7-yard passing touchdown to Jared Goff. Rushing, Jahmyr Gibbs had 78 yards and 2 touchdowns. David Montgomery had 40 yards and a touchdown. Receiving, Jameson Williams caught a 70-yard touchdown pass. He finished with 2 catches, 80 yards, and a touchdown. Sam Laporta finally got it going this season for the first time. This season, 4 catches, 53 yards. St. Brown had that passing touchdown, but he also had 6 catches, 45 yards, and a touchdown himself receiving. You look at this game, and it was just everything you wanted. You know, huge amount of passing yards, rushing. You know, both defenses gave up a ton of yards back and forth. It's great for fantasy. We like to see that. Definitely smashed the over of 47 between the two teams. That was all the recap. Now for injuries. They keep piling up throughout the season. There's a whole bunch of notable injuries. Here's some from the Week 4 injury report. Malik Nabers on Thursday Night Football against the Cowboys left late in the fourth quarter with a concussion. It's to me seeing if he's going to be playing next game. Typically, they usually hold him out for one more game. Being 10-day rest could benefit Nabers in this instance, but it's left to be seen. Christian Watson, high ankle sprain. He's expected to miss a few games. Bijan Robinson in and out with a hamstring injury and is now already questionable for next week. Going into this game, he is already having issues with a shoulder injury. Now he has a hamstring injury. So we'll keep tabs on that. Jonathan Taylor, high ankle sprain, is considered mild. And he's looking to miss some time coming up. They are not considering injured reserve yet, but something to look out for. In the same game, on the same team, Anthony Richardson, his hip, he got hurt during a play and got taken off. Came back a couple plays later, and I don't know what Shane Steichen's still doing, making him do a design quarterback draw. Makes no sense. It was very dumb. But they did get the win. He's currently considered day-to-day, so we'll see how that progresses throughout the week. Tyler Batty, running back for Denver. His back injury should be going on IR. Cordell Patterson, ankle injury. He might miss a little bit, especially with Warren out. Who knows, maybe Najee Harris gets another workload week. Taysom Hill, abdominal injury. He exited the game as well after rushing in for 2 touchdowns. Trey Palmer, concussion. We'll see what his week 5 status is. Mike Evans had nothing in the game, but did not practice on Monday with a calf injury. Will Levis, like I said, he exited the game in the first half with a shoulder injury. And the big news is Rashee Rice. Knee looks like to be ACL, and I just still don't understand what Mahomes was trying to make a tackle on that play by not looking and just throwing his body. You know, when we're taught young, you look at the person you're tackling head up. I mean, I understand you're a quarterback. Just don't even get yourself in that position. And especially the worst part is Rashee Rice actually forced a fumble and then got drilled right to the knee from Patrick Mahomes. That's all the injuries that are notable. For waiver ads, for my quarterbacks, my top three are Justin Fields. He is Steelers quarterback 1. He controls the game. He gives you rushing upside, so it's a huge value and plus. Next is Andy Dalton. The Red Rocket is back still. He's jump-started this team, and he's put up back-to-back weeks of 20 points. He's got 5 touchdowns in the last 2 weeks. Finally, Derek Carr. He is going to be a good streamer, especially with buys starting week 5 through, I think, week 14 this year. He will come back. He performed like he did in the first 2 games. He's going to have a good season. I feel like he's a good streamer for the bye week fill-ins. So if you need one, that's a good ad as well. Running back ads for me. Kareem Hunt has got to be my number one guy just based on the touches that he had in the game and being involved in both the run and the passing game. And Rashee Rice is now probably out for the season. I definitely can see Hunt getting a bulk load of the rushes and catching the ball out of the backfield. Plus, once Isaiah Pacheco comes back, they're probably going to ease Pacheco back in so he's very healthy for the playoff push. So it could be Kareem Hunt and Pacheco's backfield for the rest of the season once he gets healthy. Otherwise, this is Kareem Hunt's backfield. Next is Antonio Gibson. He keeps getting work, and getting a lot in the passing game. Especially this past week, he got 3 catches, I think 80 yards, 70 yards. Also, Ramondre Stevenson has a fumbling issue. He's fumbled in each game so far this season. 2 of them he lost in the last week 3 and week 4. So that could be a factor in getting Gibson more volume. Next is Rico Dowell. He is a starting running back in Big D. He needs to be more involved in the passing game. Like on Thursday night, first drive, he caught a pass for a touchdown, and that's it. After that, he didn't get anything. They got to keep him involved in the passing game as well. That would be huge for fantasy. My waiver wide receivers, Wandell Robinson has to be my number one. Robinson so far has got 14 targets last week, 38 targets in four games so far. He's owned in 45%, so he's widely available. And Malik Nabers might miss this coming up game. And that just means Wandell Robinson in line for more targets. Next, Xavier Leggett. With Andy Dalton in the driver's seat, he's getting more targets. He's learning the playbook. He played a season high of 87 snaps this week. That's because Adam Thielen is on the IR and missing time. So he should be in for a bulk load of work the next 3 weeks at least. He did receive even 10 targets this past game, and he did catch his first NFL touchdown. Next is Dontayvion Wicks. He's available in 82% of sleeper leagues. With Love back, it's a love season. You just want to keep on getting a guy that's going to get a whole bunch of targets, which Wicks had 13. Watson's going to miss some games with a high ankle sprain. And last year when Watson was out, Wicks contribute a bunch, and look for that to continue happening this year while Watson's hurt. Tight end waiver adds. Zach Ertz is still available in 49% of leagues. He's tight end 9 on the season. Very consistent. If you're looking for a 7-10 guy, bye week filler, or even maybe your starter now on, and Daniels is a very great passer and very accurate as well. Next is Tucker Kraft, available in 92% of leagues. He showed he could be great when Jordan Love is playing because Love likes throwing the ball. Unlike with Malik Willis, they didn't really give him the opportunity to throw the ball. And Jordan Love can throw it. And Jordan Love checks down to the tight ends. In this past game, I seen a bunch that he should have checked down more, but he's going to look back and see that during the film session. My third one is Colby Parkinson. He's available in 67% of leagues. Still no Cooper Kupp or Puka Nacua to help Stafford. So he's one of your most reliable guys and a good streamer. He's very consistent. He's still like Zach Ertz, 7-10 fantasy points a week. A couple other ones is Cade Otton. Back-to-back weeks, he's put up big numbers. And still, Tyler Conklin is another one. That's another episode of Fantasy End Zone. Thanks for tuning in. Please like us and subscribe. Also, email any questions to fantasyendzonepodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you guys later. Peace.